yeah. This night air? It feels like heaven after that party. It was so stuffy in there, don't you think? Just feel that breeze, though. So crisp and cool. Oh, you're not cold, are you? No. Well then, slow down a bit. Enjoy yourself. I know I'm getting goosed by that breeze. For you, though, it must feel pretty amazing, huh? I mean, for one, my tux here is covering all but my face and hands. You, on the other hand? Well, with as many different items that you're all dolled up in tonight, they're hardly covering up much of anything, now are they? Should we count them? Well, first and most obvious is this sexy, satiny maid's outfit hugging that sexy ass body. Well, from the hips up, anyway. Oh, but those sleeves are so short. And that neck, it scoops so very low. And that skirt? Well, it might be keeping that cute little tush covered, just as long as you don't bend over. But it's hardly keeping out the wind, now is it? And since that petticoat underneath is detachable, I guess we can say that that's item number two. Three would be that matching choker around your pretty neck. And four. And, well, I guess maybe five too, since there's two of them, would be those matching gloves right there. Six and seven would be those prissy white stockings. And I do love those pretty black little bows on the top. Eight would be your garter belt. And of course, there's that tight pair of panties hiding your itty bitty clitty cage. So that's nine and ten right there. And last but not least, for a full dozen, are those ridiculous stripper heels. I have to say, hun, I am mighty impressed by how well you're walking in those. I know it took you a few hours to get used to them, but honestly, I don't think I could manage in heels that tall. But anyway, yeah, 12 separate items altogether, and still, so much of you is left exposed. Exposed to the elements. Which must feel all the more incredible after we finally had you waxed from the jaw down. I mean, sure, you've been shaving all over for a while now, but I know my skin feels raw after a good waxing. So you must feel like one giant nerve ending after that full body job. And yes, of course you've been exposed to so many, many leering eyes tonight. And not just all of our friends at the party, but to everyone we passed by on the way there. And of course, everyone we're passing by now. It's weird, isn't it? Here it is, Halloween, and everyone's in costume, except you. You? You're just out and about as your sexy ass self for once. Aren't you, babe? Aren't you? That's right, you are. My sweet sissy girl. All made up and out on the town for everyone to see. Does it feel nice not having to hide for once? Oh, sure. Everyone might think you're just in costume, and some folks are probably even thinking that you're pretty brave with your choice of costume. But I bet some others are maybe wondering if tonight's the only night that you dress up like this. But anyway, you know, and I know, that this is exactly what I come home to every single night. God, that breeze feels so good. Oh, hey, that reminds me. You know that body oil I used tonight? That peppermint one that I rubbed all over your little clitty before we locked it back up? Tucked away so safely in your pretty pink cage? Yeah. How's that feeling? Yeah? Still tingly? Good. I was hoping for that. I think it's tingly just as is. But add that to your clitty cage, and then being paraded around as the sissy slut you are, for all the world to see. Well, I thought that it might add an extra edge to your big night out. And with this breeze licking up your skirt, ooh, your poor clitty must feel on fire right now. Hey, come on. Slow down. Stop speeding up and just enjoy it. It's just too bad that I had to dress up in costume, huh? Honestly, I wanted tonight to be all about both of us stepping out as we truly are. I mean, I guess we could have dressed you up in your everyday clothes. You know, like a microskirt and crop top and fishnets or something equally trashy like that. And then I could have worn some of mine. Like, oh, just a pair of jeans and a baseball tee. But, well, this may be a college town with no kiddies out trick-or-treating. But still, I think we're already pushing our luck as it is. Without me walking around with one of my big old beautiful cocks sticking straight out of my fly. Don't you? But I don't know. Nothing screams sissy like a sissy maid uniform. And once I decided on that, well, I thought that this tux was the perfect compliment. And I have to say, I do think I look rather smart in it, don't you? I just love how old-fashioned it is. And, not to alarm you, but these ducktails, they've been giving me ideas. Well, just the one idea, really. But it's been on my mind all night long. Oh, you'd like to hear it? Well, why don't you step into this dark, scary alleyway with me for just a sec? And I'll tell you all about it. Okay, that's far enough. Now turn and face me. Okay. So, I brought along another little something to give tonight a special edge. What did I do with it, though? Which pocket did I... Ah, here we go. See? It's just a tiny bullet vibe. So why don't you be a good girl for me and lift that skirt up? Good girl. Aww. And just look at that clitty cage trying to burst through those panties. That makes me so, so happy. You know, the reason I made you wear real girls' panties tonight is so they'd be all snug and tight like that. You know, just to make it extra hard to forget about your clitty tinkling down there all night. Now let me just pull them open and turn this guy on and tuck it right on in there. How's that clitty feeling now, huh? Extra tingly? Oh, you poor baby. You know, originally I was going to give you a treat and do this to you back at the party. But, well, then I had the bright idea to start needling all my normal girlfriends into taking those upskirt shots of my slutty sissy girlfriend. I hope you don't mind that. I mean, it's not like they captured your face with their phones stuck up under your skirt like that. And as tight a fit as those panties are, it's still not that obvious that we keep your clitty locked in a cage. Although, oh man, that padlock is outlined perfectly. Or, well, it was, without that vibe messing things up down there. Won't it be fun, though? Waiting for your ears to start burning tomorrow? When all my girlfriends start swiping through all the pics they took tonight? And maybe, just maybe, taking a good long look at those upskirt shots for the very first time. Maybe even long enough to see that padlock's sharp little edges poking out as plain as day. Anyway, come on. Let's quit lurking in the shadows like a couple of weirdos. Oh, but I was gonna tell you something. What was it now? What was it? Oh, that's right. My bright idea about those ducktails. So, well, what I was thinking is, when we finally get home, I'm gonna go to the bedroom and step out of these pants for a minute, and then I'm gonna step into my harness, and then step right back into these pants and zip them up right around one of my cocks. I'll even let you choose which one. The little blue guy, or the long slick pink one, or maybe that thicker cherry red one, or even my big fat purple monster. I'll let you pick, though. But while I'm doing that, you're going to be the good sissy maid you are, and you're going to set up a nice, relaxing end to your master's night. Then you're going to set that aside on your serving tray. And then you're going to set up a little smoking station for me. An ashtray on the end table, right by my favorite armchair. Plus a lighter, of course. And don't forget the cutter so that I can trim the cigar that I've been chomping on. Don't get me wrong, it's been a great prop, but it is getting a little soggy here at the end. Still, though, it was a necessary accessory, you know, just to have something phallic on view for everybody. But anyway, then, well, you just stand and wait, like a good girl with your serving tray. And when I'm good and ready, I'll come out and take a seat and flap these ducktails out to either side. And you can set my drink down on the coaster. And then, while I fire up this bad boy here, you can finally take a load off those heels and kneel down in front of me and grab those ducktails and not let go. That's right. The master of the house is going to enjoy a nice drink and a very long smoke, all while you worship my cock with that gorgeous mouth of yours for as long as my smoke lasts. Now, doesn't that sound like a nice way to finish out our night? That's not to say that it'll end there, though, because, sweetie, another thing that I've been thinking all night... Wait, babe, stop for a sec. Come here. Let me tell you. All night long, whenever I've given those long, sexy legs of yours a gander,
those ridiculously tall heels you're wearing. I've been picturing you face down on the bed, stripped out of that dress. Because the only thing a sissy whore like you loves more than dressing up is stripping back down. But still wearing everything else. With those knees spread wide and those arms stretching back and those dainty little fingers gripping your shoes by the heels for dear life. All while I peg your ass. Long, slow,
well, slow to start at least, but it'll be a long start. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. After all, it's such a beautiful night, and we only just dropped that buzz toy in your panties, and there are so many clever costumes to check out. I mean, there's our place right over there, but I'm just having such a lovely time strolling around town with my special sissy girl. So you don't mind if we keep walking, do you? Do you? No, I didn't think so. At least, not if you know what's good for you. And my sissy girl knows exactly what's good for her. Isn't that right? So come on, chop chop. Pick up the pace a little bit. The temperature feels like it's dropping a little, but don't worry. I'm a gentleman. If it gets much colder, I'll lend you my jacket. So what's your favorite costume you've seen so far? I think mine was Stacy's friend, the girl in that Ewok costume. You know that wasn't store-bought, right? She stitched that whole thing together by hand. Well, maybe not hand-stitched. I mean, she probably used a sewing machine. But still, that was all handmade. Super impressive if you ask me. She said that it took her months. I just love when people throw themselves whole hog into Halloween. Kind of like you did this year. Seriously. More than one person came up and asked me, "Who's that girl that came with you?"